welcome to Baptist Perspective with Jimmy Barber. Whether you're listening while driving home from work, sitting with a hot cup of coffee, or making dinner, we hope this podcast will be thought-provoking and edifying. Now, here with today's episode is Jimmy Barber.
Previously, we looked at all the passages in the Gospels that use the Greek words for baptism and their connection with the ordinance of baptism. And we did not see any reason for concluding that infants of one or both believing parents are to be baptized. Today we take up our study in the book of Acts. Acts 1:22 speaks of one being selected to replace Judas Iscariot, and that one of the qualifications being that he must have accompanied the apostles, quote, beginning from the baptism of John, end of quote. This passage can hardly be used to support the baptism of infants. However, in Acts chapter 2, where 3,000 were baptized on the day of Pentecost, compare Acts 2:38 and 41, the argument is made by the Reformers that infants are included because in verse 39 it is stated that quote, the promise is unto you and to your children, end of quote. However, the passage does not stop there. It continues with, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call, end of quote. In the preceding verse, that is verse 38, the command given by Peter was to, quote, repent and be baptized, end of quote. Therefore, since we have no indication as to how we can tell whether an infant has repented, how can one scripturally baptize him? Equally, verse 39 does not say the promise is unto the children of believing parents, but as many as the Lord calls. Since the only way we know if a person is called of God or not is by the outward acts of belief and repentance, we do not have authority of the Lord to baptize him until such acts are found in the individual. In Acts 8, where Philip was preaching and baptizing in Samaria, we see in verse 12, those whom Philip baptized believed his preaching, and that, quote, they were baptized, both men and women, end of quote. Nothing is said to imply anything about little children, and especially infants. Later in this chapter, when Philip baptized the eunuch, there is nothing mentioned in the text to include infants. The same can be said for Acts 9:18, where Ananias baptized Saul, or Paul. Next, we come to chapter 10, when Peter was sent by the Lord to the house of Cornelius in Caesarea, or Caesarea, depending on your Bible and how you pronounce it. We find in verse 24 that Cornelius, quote, had called together his kinsmen and near friends, end of quote. It was previously stated that Cornelius was, quote, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always, end of quote, Acts 10:2. In other words, Cornelius had fruits of repentance, and feared God, as well as, quote, all his house, end of quote. After Peter came into Cornelius' house, Cornelius said to Peter that they were all, quote, present before God to hear all things that were commanded thee of God, end of quote, verse 33. Then Peter began preaching unto them, beginning with the baptism of John, and continued through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. While Peter was preaching, the Holy Spirit fell on, quote, all them which heard the word, end of quote. Afterwards, Peter commanded them to be baptized, verse 48. The Reformers maintained that since this was an household, infants must be included. However, I know many homes or households that do not include infants. If infants were included, this would be an excellent place to clarify the issue. When Philip was preaching at Samaria, Scripture declares that he baptized, quote, both men and women, end of quote, Acts 8:12. Therefore, if infants or small children were included at Cornelius' house, the Lord could have cleared the issue by including in the text, quote, men, women, and children, or infants, end of quote. But the case is that those who were baptized were people who were devout, feared God, gave alms, prayed unto the Lord, and, quote, heard the word, in verse 44. Additionally, those who came with Peter heard that those that were later baptized, quote, speak with tongues and magnify God, end of quote, verse 46. This is not the action of infants. To me, for one to infer that infants or small children were baptized at Cornelius' house, he has to read it into the text with a preconceived opinion. When Peter explained this event in Acts chapter 11, there is not anything recorded there contrary to what we see in chapter 10 to infer the baptism of infants or small children. The next passages are found in Acts chapter 16, where we find the baptism of Lydia and her household and the household of the jailer at Philippi. In Acts 16, verses 13 through 15, we read, quote, and on the Sabbath we went out of the city by the riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and I there. And she constrained us. End of quote. And in verses 27 through 34, we find, quote, and the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Without question, all that were baptized in the household of the jailer were believers, because it is said of them, believing in God with all his house. Therefore, there were no infants in, quote, all his house, end of quote. As for the household of Lydia, there is no indication that she was married. If so, why should we think those who were baptized in her house were different from all the other examples we have studied thus far? To build a doctrine of infant baptism on a passage that is silent and assume what is not said is dangerous, to say the least. The next household baptism is found in Corinth. In Acts 18:8, it says, "And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. And many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized." End of quote. Those in Crispus's house and other Corinthians who were baptized are designated as, quote, "believed on the Lord," end of quote, and, quote, "hearing believed," end of quote. There is nothing in the other passages in the book of Acts to suggest that little children or infants are to be baptized. Therefore, the book of Acts, which is the history of the New Testament believers, gives us much information as to the beliefs and practices of that time, and it does not support the baptism of infants of believing parents. Our plans are to study subsequent passages in the New Testament regarding baptism in future lessons. So far, we have found that the Scriptures support what Baptists believe concerning the subjects or candidates for baptism. It is, quote, "Those who do actually profess repentance toward God, faith in and obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ are the only proper subjects of this ordinance." End of quote.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Baptist Perspective. We archive our episodes so you can go back anytime and listen again. Do you have a question about something you've heard, or just want to let us know you're listening? Visit us at baptistperspective.wordpress.com. That's baptistperspective.wordpress.com. Thanks again for listening.